My name is Hunts the Storm. For over 100 years, I've pursued the snake that consumes itself, which manifests as a massive storm, able to rip people like myself and my companions Mohawk and Hope from our realities. This time I caught the storm, and inside it found strange people. These people call the snake that consumes itself a time machine. They have traveled back to my time to stop a great evil. This mega timeline still imprisons my sister Tan and my family, the Groton people. We will not stop until we see it defeated. Now I find myself in an alliance with these powerful fools. Hannah is a life and spirit shaman. They are like my people, but strange and twisted. Ethel is a witch who specializes in destruction and death. She means well, but is reckless with the power that she wields. Another, Mona, seems to control reality and be an instrument of some divine will. She is unwavering and loyal, but I question what ends her purpose serves. Parallax is a chronomancer who weaves space, time, and fate. He is devoted to his loved ones, but seems callous to the needs of others. For those who meddle with the forces of time itself, they are very short-sighted. That has not stopped them from saving many lives, and this time ship is filled with those who have become their family. Together, we can answer the spirit's call and right the wrongs of this and all realities.
For several months, the fools have been missing. Oh yeah, you know what? In the beginning of these videos, we're supposed to say nice things to the people who are watching them because we like them.
Hello, art must thrive.
Art will thrive. Like, comment, subscribe. Anyhow, what we were in the middle of was the Salem witch trials winding down, and today is September 19th. 1692, the day that Giles Corey gets pressed to death when he fails to enter a plea, guilty or not guilty. Corey had believed all the men in town and thought that his wife was a witch, and he had let her get killed. He was reluctant, but he didn't know that it would be him next, as some of the other parties in town used the Salem witch trials to accuse their political enemies of being witches and take their land. Giles Corey is not a witch, I can say concretely now. Giles Corey is but a mortal, maybe a sleepwalker. It's unclear, no one's used prime sight. But at the moment, Giles Corey is unconscious, probably, and has the body of a corpse. The people believe that he is dead, as his hand drops limply out from underneath the board, which is crushing him. Separate from this, not too far away, there are two incidents unfolding. One is that a group of real witches has come to Salem, Massachusetts, and a real witch hunter in Reverend Samuel Paris has emerged to stop them. The second is that in order to cause a distraction, out of a wall emerged a black man, and he disturbed everyone around him because, spoilers everyone, Sunjata is a Promethean. Prometheans are like Frankensteins, and they create disquiet wherever they go. And as Sunjata leaves the time snake, the disquiet sets in. The people turn, riled up from their public execution, several of them with pitchforks and torches and rifles and siphoned power from Mona. These people are the ones created by the lake. They are banishers, mages forcefully awakened and turned to the abyss. The primal fire inside their souls burns with abyssal taint. But you're not there, so that scene will play out off screen for a moment. Where you are is in two realms. The mundane realm, the mortal world where all this execution is happening. And Ethel, you're in the ghost realm. And just a refresher, in the ghost realm, superimposed over where the time snake is, there is one massive focus of death. And with your fate sight, you can tell that over in that direction, a lot of people are going to die. And weirdly enough, on the other side of the time snake is this massive conflux of life. And the people who are on the life end are never going to die. And it's unnatural. There is like this area that has just been cut free from the underworld, a blinding light shining from it. And in that light, for just a moment, you see the twinkling face of a maned lion.
Do I recognize this lion?
I think you don't have prime magic. You could roll, however, your intelligence and your composure.
Okay, cool. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That's 7 successes or 7
dice? No. 7 dice. Okay. 1 success.
It seems like this is the nimbus, the magical effect. You don't know too much about those, of another mage. And somehow it seems familiar, but you don't know how.
Interesting.
The ghosts that you've summoned are here. The ghosts of the women killed. The victims of the Salem witch trial.
Okay.
They're specters. You can tell that a few of them were witches.
Okay, cool. Can they cast magic in death?
Reading their auras, you can tell that they can't exactly cast magic in death, because when you die, you lose all of your magical abilities. But they do have ghostly powers. They can make it foggy, or they can make blood drip from the curtains. Think about your typical ghostly powers. Things can fly across rooms. Or one of the most dread powers is they can possess mortal bodies.
Oh my God. Can we get a ghost into Samuel Paris?
Possibly. He's a pretty strong mage. You have...
I got an army, right? At least a little. Right.
So, do you want to...
Girl, let's go possess Samuel Paris.
They're probably really mad at him already, so they have motive.
So, you're casting multiple death spells at once as you shift their forms from being just normal ghosts to a type of ghost collective that's going to pour inside of him and have the ability to take over his body through possession. Normally, they would roll... But I'm going to have you roll your death plus gnosis. And before you roll, I think you have to decide how long you would like the spell to last. It gives you a penalty depending on how long you want it to last. But you could make it forever at a minus 10 penalty. You could make it last this scene for a minus 2 or a whole day for a minus 4. There are other increments of time bigger than a day at other penalties.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3. Did I increase my gnosis last time?
You did.
Mona, what is your gnosis?
I think your gnosis should be 7 now, Ethel.
Is 7 now? Okay.
6.
Yours is 6?
Yeah.
Then mine would be 8 now, because I increased it. I think it was 1 over.
And yeah, it's 8.
Okay. I thought it was 8, but it's not updated my character sheet, but maybe I did a bad job saving last time. I think we all could believe that about me.
I do it all the time.
I like Google Docs because they save it for me. It's like a inventory of my brain.
You youngins. Nah, it's fine. I'll do it the very hard way. Okay. So I wanted to... But how long is a scene? Okay, back to actually hopefully what you do use. What is a scene?
It is not a period of time. It is until the scene changes. It's sort of cinematic length. Not more than an hour usually.
But for as long as we're basically having this interaction with him?
Well, if you left this location and tried to, that wouldn't work.
Okay. What is the negative penalty to have it work for a day?
Minus 4. And you can also add a yantra to this as you cast this spell.
Okay. So right now I get to roll 13 dice, a very lucky number. But it might be worth adding like a little bit of sort of shovel drawing and pointing and sort of directing, kind of like, you know, someone who's like leading their army into battle. But this is my shovel sword.
Yeah, the 14 dice.
Yes. And I'll see if I can make it work for a day then, so I can roll 10 dice, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 dice. I got 4 successes.
All right. It is an opposed roll, and I'm going to tell you what happens after we check in with everyone else.
Oh, scared.
You are under the effect of being, let's say being for now. It's a puritanically dressed woman. She's got her hair pulled back into a bun, and you would recognize her as Mary Paris the Lernaean. It's not just Samuel Paris and you that have been stopped by her spell, but all the people around you as well. Parallax, as you look on, you can tell that this spell isn't just mind magic. It's time magic as well. There's something going on to your mage sight, and I'm going to say that outside of this dream, you can react or examine something more closely.
Wow. Can I focus more on the Lernaean? Is she like, does she possess something or?
What sort of sight would you like to use?
I guess I'll use my fate sight.
Fate Gnosis then.
Oh man, this could probably be my best roll of the night. 8 successes.
Okay, with 8 successes, you can tell that she, first of all, you get a beat. Second of all, you gain a condition, and that condition is one with the story. You realize that just like when you were in the Fae and you just got to write a scene, you can do that now too.
Wow.
The other thing that you notice is that not a person, but she's some sort of construct made out of time magic, and not just time magic. She looks fairly complicated. You think that you can learn more with time magic if you wanted to examine her with that.
I will be right back, real quick.
Sounds good. Ah, the drama.
So there are two Marys. So there's Mary, the mother who ate her sons.
Yes.
And they were terrible ghosts in the tunnels underneath the house.
Yes, that sounds right.
And then Mary the Lernaean was also in the tunnels separately underneath the house. Two Marys. All right. My clue board was very confused when I figured it out. Cool.
It's like in my family tree, my uncle is working on it, and my great-great-grandmother married 2 different Federicis. Federici, Horsey, and another one. But, like, they got confused and had both Federicis have the same child. And I was like, no, just one of them.
Amazing.
All right. She's a construct of time magic. She's not a real being. You think that she is not exactly from this time period. She's like a little bit off, but the difference is only months. And the other thing that you see with your fate magic is that there's something going on with the time snake. You can sense it all around you, and this is where I play the dramatic time snake music, which is actually the sound of the rings of Saturn. The ship shifts its fate above you, and that fate is tied to the Lernaean. She is tied to all of you. It's all connected. It's an Emily. Oh, hey, babe.
Shit.
She says hi. She's worried about her plants. I think they realize they're dry. Yeah, she's panicking now.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, so you can tell there's something wrong with the time snake. It looks like it's being corrupted or tortured or twisted. It's not good for the time snake in Fateland. With 8 successes.
Wow.
I think you can do a thing too. It looks like your friends are all like, their eyes are starting to roll up into their heads.
Yeah, so you did mention that this thing that they were under was part time magic. So I'm going to try to do a improvised time spell to sort of cancel that. Okay, is that something I can do?
I think that you need all the arcana in it, so you can't quite cancel it because it's got multiple arcana. But
well, then
you could try to cast some sort of time spell. What do you want to do with it?
I did want to wake up the others, but if that's not, I mean, nah, that wouldn't work. I do also want to do a time sight on the Lernaean.
All right, so I'm gonna have that wait in just a moment. As in a moment of being unconscious. You're sleepy, but you're not quite asleep. It's like you're in a dream, but you're not in a dream. You are in a REM-like state, experiencing a succession of memories. Save that plant. Save that plant.
They're chanting, save that plant.
Save that plant.
She said it needs Jesus.
No, it doesn't. Give that plant Satan.
Hail Satan.
I mean, it might need Satan.
Don't we all?
Not me about to drop the pot.
Do you need a hand?
Continue.
You experience a bunch of memories. You just experience all of the Salem witch trials. Congratulations. The three of you have just gained an experience point as you have months of time downloaded into your mind. So here's the rundown. You all, the three of you, experience a series of visions as if you were in a dreamlike state.
Three of who, though?
Oh, well, it's the three who failed your checks and are now asleep. It's Mona, Hannah, and actually, you know what? It's also Alora, so I'm going to add in Alora as well. But it's mostly Hunt the Storm because the three of you are gaining an experience point for experiencing all of the Salem witch trials from the perspective of a woman in this town who is also, it turns out, a witch. The church had been headed in a dark direction for quite some time. She knew that something was affecting Samuel Paris. It's that book. It's that damn book that he keeps reading up from the Witchfinder General. It seems to have done something to his soul, and she's concerned that something will happen to her soul as well. So in the middle of the night, after the first accusations, Mary Paris abandons the White Putnams, and she joins another cabal that meet in secret. This cabal consists of Tituba, the woman first accused of being a witch, who has escaped prison as she did in reality as well. And it's also her husband, John Indian, who actually is the man that you met at the side of the lake. You know, that rando, Hannah. And they come up with a plan. They are going to stem the tide of both the church on one hand, and, of course, the dangerous Indian, because Indian attacks have grown in intensity recently. It's after King Philip's War, which is when the native people banded together, and even after being ravaged by disease, almost forced the colonists out of Massachusetts. But it's unclear whether they would have succeeded or not this time. Because, and here's where it gets dark, down in the basement of Witch Hollow Manor, they took Mary Paris and they plunged her into that pit that Ethel had sealed. And she went and she saw what was on the other side, what had been leaking through. She saw the timeline that shouldn't exist. And somehow in these visions, you understand that the Lernaean knows that you have already seen it. Even so, I think all three of you need to roll a number of dice equal to your wisdom, or in the case of Hunts the Storm, your harmony.
Okay.
No successes?
Your wisdom was 4. It becomes 3.
No. Am I on the same level as May?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Or May several months ago.
Boo.
Do 8s count?
Yes.
Okay, 1 success.
You're both all right as you re-experience that timeline and you feel your whole reality like break for a minute, as she surely did. She doesn't want to tell. 4 successes. As you are there, you remember this alternate timeline. You remember its horrible blood. And if you would like to, you can see someone that you knew in that other timeline for a moment. Something familiar is there. And you learn something about what's happening to your people in that other timeline. Who do you think it would be? Is there a new character?
Well, could it be Tatanka?
He is dead of old age.
This time I'm going back. Okay. Yeah, it's only the last couple of months or weeks.
Yes, how far back? Exactly.
Okay. Oh, yeah, now Tayan.
Yeah. Tayan is standing there as if trying to give you a message. You see that there are bodies of her foes lying around her, and she leans heavily on a spear. Her eyes meet your eyes through the Lernian's eyes. What do you say?
Don't be afraid. We will get through this together. I'm coming back to help you.
She feels that intention, and you know that she does as you are carried away past the blood-slick roads, through all of these places. In her time in this place, she is chained to a chariot and dragged through the streets, but allowed to return to spread word of the evil land. But she swears to not do it. She swears to tell no one, but they forced it out of her. They're forcing it out of her right now. Because while the Lernian is here, the real Mary Paris is in the basement of Witch Hollow Farms being tortured about the abyss right now.
In the what farm? I'm sorry.
Witch Hollow Farm. Yes, I don't think that it's a place that Hunts the Storm knows. It looks like it's just these three small buildings. It's on a hill, but it's called Witch Hollow Farm, in fact.
Okay.
In real life and in this game.
So he won't know them by that name, not unless there's a sign that says that, right? Which there is.
There was back in 2020, which the party left from. So they were there.
1925, they had
it. No, it's it's a very nice little blend. Yeah. All right. Then all of a sudden, a bunch of things happen. One of those things is that ghosts pour into Samuel Paris's body, successfully possessing him. Another thing is that the Lernian screams,
"You must disrupt the great rites!"
in a voice that shatters the world around you like it's glass. So you are instinctively aware that there are two great rites that are being conducted somewhere, one to the south and one to the north. And then the Lernian breaks apart as if she is glass. And yeah, all of you are freed from your sleeping curse.
I mean, Samuel Paris is also free.
It does, yeah, except his eyes glow purple flames and he looks around.
All right, if it's possible. Where I shout to my compatriots, and I'll spend an essence point to talk, because I'm still in the real world, I'm in a werewolf.
That's right. So you can spend essence, or you can shift forms if you would like.
I think I might still have to fight this dude. So that's
true.
I'll spend an essence so I can talk like a person. Is the innocent one we tried to save, are they safe?
Not yet. I think at this point, Hannah uses their rote supreme honing, their usual thing, and try to beef up so they can just go pull the rocks off and get the body of Corey.
I'll do this. Sleeper witnesses here. They are freaked out because there's a werewolf, so they're just like paralyzed in fear, or they have run. But as you go towards the body, some of them do, in their panic, try to attack the source of their lunacy. So there's going to be a mob of people who converge on Hunts the Storm. Is Hannah standing with Hunts the Storm, or are you trying to sneak up to the body?
At this point, the way that Hannah functions is pretty much going to toss anyone who's in their way.
All right, so both of you are rolling strength brawl checks.
After I hone the supreme thing, whatever it is I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. The rest of the party, Mona, what are you doing?
That's a great question. I need to think about it.
Okay, Parallax or Ethel in the ghost realm.
So I see that Samuel Paris, wakens and he's got that look about him. Yeah, I mean, I just attacked him.
Yeah, I think you could roll a wits empathy check.
I don't think I have empathy, though, but...
Minus one penalty. No, Alora, you gained a point of empathy throughout this campaign, I thought.
Oh, I did. I did gain a point. It's scribbled there, but it's tiny. Let's see, wits empathy. All right, yeah. Nope, try that again. Yeah, and I can't read them.
Yeah, there's something wrong. You don't know. You don't like this.
Yeah, I don't like this. I stab him.
Yeah, you cut him in half. Flies to the ground. His body is still possessed by several ghosts. Ethel, what do the ghosts do with the body?
Hannah right now is pulling all the stones off of Giles Quarry, and the body is in two pieces.
It is, but still mobile, ghost style.
It's still mobile. Is it dead?
Yes, he's dead now. Parallax, roll two dice.
One for each half of the body.
Oh, man.
I rolled two nines.
All right. You feel the timeline shatter. And you know that what you've done is super wrong.
Well, if you're already super wrong, Ethel smiles, like a not great smile,
All right. And all the ghosts understand to basically pull the body to bits.
They do. His entrails and other bits rise up into the sky. Ethel, what's your humanity or your wisdom?
That is a great question. My wisdom is higher than you think for that choice. It's 7, but I assume it's about to be lower.
Roll 3 dice. It might not be.
Okay.
So when you say that I did was wrong, do I know in my being that it was a mistake, like a really, really bad one?
You know in your being that it was a wisdom sin.
Oh, all right. He's evil. It's fine.
You also know that it had some sort of effect on the timeline. Like it was wrong. You felt this is wrong as it happened.
The timeline.
One success. I don't know if that's good or not.
With one success, you don't feel super bad about it, but it's like gross. It's a little bit gross. And you're just like, ooh, all right.
Yeah, there are probably sounds I didn't expect.
Yeah, you actually see that there's a group of children who are looking on, and one of them goes, Dad?
Oh!
And with that terrifying moment, I'm going to undo me killing Sam Paris, or try to.
Before that happens, Hannah and Gabriel, how many successes did you get on your strength roll checks?
With my +4 Hulk body, 3 successes.
Nice. And the giant death form werewolf?
Oh, I thought you said my vampire. You said Gabriel. 4
successes. Yes. With 4 successes, the bodies are strewn before you. You would both be rolling both your... Well, actually, no, I take it back. Hannah doesn't need to roll wisdom. This seems fine. You do need to roll again your resolve plus your composure. You need to roll your resolve plus composure, as this is a harmony sin, this violence against this large group of people. Even though they're driven by madness, you have just attacked a whole scene of commoners. Some of them are banishers, but not all of them. And it's like teenagers and women and just anybody who has any... When people are struck by lunacy, some of them are given the urge to fight, and they do.
Yeah.
I have, like, tossed them gently.
No, I can't do that. Not with these wolf claws.
It looks much more like a wizard showed up, cut a guy in half, all his organs spilled out, and then a monstrous Hulk and a werewolf went through and just punched all the women in town, and their bodies went flying. They are alive. You've reached the body of Giles Corey.
I failed that roll.
Oh, yeah, it's not looking great. You reached the body, but now you've got classic wisdom too. Is that what roll it was?
You said roll resolve composure.
Oh, no. Sorry, that's not for you. That's only for Hunts the Storm.
Thank God. Okay.
Yeah. Don't fail it. Thank goodness. Parallax, is it rewinding time?
Oh, it's rewinding time. We've made an absolute snafu of this whole thing. I'm not digging it.
Yeah, time gnosis. Do you want anyone to remember this experience?
No. we're gonna go from scratch here.
What about our dream memories? Don't erase those.
Oh, wait. No, this is after the fact. You guys are awake now. I'm just trying to get to the point before I kill Sam Paris.
Okay.
So you're not even erasing the beginning of this scene. You're just going one turn back.
That's all.
That happens.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay. That means that Hannah and Hunts the Storm still wade through these people, pushing them aside. Doesn't necessarily mean that he turns into organs unless Ethel would like to do that. And what do you get on that time gnosis check?
Oh, sorry. I thought you said it just happened, so I didn't roll, but I'll...
Well, I mean... What's your die pool, Trevor?
It's 12. So, and I rolled so many 8s right here. So it's at least a 4. Yeah, I got 6 successes there.
With 6 successes, you gain a beat. And I forgot to mention that everybody who did those wisdom rolls, so that's Hunts the Storm and Ethel, also gain a beat. Because every time you roll a wisdom or harmony check. You get more experience. That's great, isn't it? Well, the sword stops just before it hits his neck, and he doesn't even react. He kind of like puts himself forward into it. You realize that last time when you swung, he wasn't getting his defense bonus for some reason.
Yeah, I'm going to pull the sword back so it's not against his neck.
All right, you stumble back, the faded blade falling away. Ethel, it's your turn. Hannah and Hunts the Storm reach the body, pushing aside all the people.
So can the ghost still just pull him apart?
The ghost can definitely try to do that. They start straining against him, and they're going to start dealing damage to him.
Particularly if we don't remember that we're not supposed to make this choice.
In fact, you don't immediately pull him apart. It was much easier to do when he was already cut in half by a wicked, the edge of fate, you might say. But the moment at hand, his flesh is just kind of like roiling and bubbling as if you would in one of those horror movies. And you roll another three dice as you use magic to attack people.
Oh, you say that like that's a thing I'm not supposed to be doing.
I think the tagline for this episode is, "And then the fools murdered Salem."
This time too?
Yeah, you feel like if these ghosts destroy this person by ripping him apart, they will never have peace.
Oh, I was hoping this would be nice for them.
No, they'll be locked into a cycle of vengeance.
All right. I call off the ghost rippage.
Do you want him to still be possessed?
Oh, yeah.
He sinks to his knees, possessed by ghosts. He's at your mercy.
Can I make him talk?
He cannot be forced to tell you things because he's not in control of his body. You could make his body say words.
Yeah, that's the one I want. I want him to basically be like, "Thank you, citizens of Salem. This has been great. Turns out Mr. Corey here is fine. All a misunderstanding. Go home." Get some big hands you can't see because I'm a cat, but like, you know.
Yeah, he does the big hands too, but he also does like super low, discordant ghost voice at the same time. So the people are like freaked out, and they're already freaked out. There's not really, I mean, maybe a few more people leave because they find an opportunity to do so, but everybody is already pretty, pretty scared, wants to go home. And you've reached Giles Corey. If you'd like to exhume him, you've got a floppy Corey right now. Here he is.
Ew.
A little flat.
Yeah, I'm totally gonna heal him, but keep him unconscious so the townspeople aren't quite as concerned.
You're gonna knit his bones back together right here in public?
Cool. Do I know where I'm in control of both of these characters? I'm gonna have Sinjata be kind of nearby, and Hannah's going to, no.
Is in a separate part of town in one of the tallest buildings fighting for his life.
Cool.
Oh, Frankenstein.
Yeah, he's Frankensteining it.
Maybe we'll just, I don't want to just run away with his body, but I could just run away with his body.
Do you have any dots?
I have wisdom 3, right?
What?
I have wisdom 3.
You do have wisdom 3.
So I could heal him and then turn him into a frog and put him in my pocket to bring him someplace else later.
We can carry him out of here and then heal him.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we can just run, I guess, out of view. We don't have a place for him though. We can't just leave him in the woods. So
you are in the middle of Salem. There are people running and screaming everywhere. Is the whole party going to run? What's the plan? I'm going to say you all get back together. Now Hannah is holding a body.
Yep. So right's up north. That's what Shattered Lady said.
And
let's just get out of here. Do we want to just leave this space?
Yeah.
Are we all back together?
Yes, we're all back together, except you're still in the ghost realm. So you can see them, but they can't see you.
Oh, yeah. I am creeping on this party. I want Samuel Paris's to have been ghosted over, and then he can say in his weird ghost voice, "We can go to my place where I, Samuel Paris, live."
Yeah, he says that. The ghost can take you to Samuel Paris's home because they have some memories of where that is.
Is that in?
That sounds like a great idea, Samuel Paris. Lead the way.
All right. As you enter Samuel Parris's house a few minutes later, having made your way through the screaming streets, you do see one of his daughters standing there, mouth agape.
I'll turn into a human.
And she just says, "I'm not a witch." And then she runs out of the room.
Is Samuel still holding like that book he was talking about?
No. But as the ghosts reach this room, the scene has changed. And the ghosts filter out of him as they lose their ability to possess people. And he gasps, "You."
I thought I did it at -4 for a day.
Oh, for a day. No, never mind. So he's still possessed.
This is my Paris puppet.
There, we've got him for a whole 8 or 24 hours. I don't know.
Yeah, Ethel is doing like puppet fingers in the ghost realm, by the way. Like, rolling Samuel Parris.
And no one else has death, so no one can see Ethel doing this.
This is just for her edification. She is loving it. Much can like none of you can see.
We see the purple eyes. We see the purple eyes on this guy, so we can tell like something's up with him.
Yeah, he's behaving very, very strangely.
Mona knows what's going on though, right?
I mean,
Crime Sight
doesn't show you ghosts, and technically Ethel isn't casting any spells right now. She casts the spells on the ghosts, and the ghosts are using their ghostly powers, so you can tell that it's not awakened magic.
Would Hannah be able to see with Spirit Sight? Now there's some overlap.
You can tell that it's like a spirit is possessing him, but it's not a spirit.
I think they would leave too. These are ghosts. I would like to heal Samuel Corey and leave him unconscious.
Okay, you do that. His body, alive.
I don't know what to do with him now, though.
Parallax, you feel your time senses tingling.
Towards anything in particular?
You want to roll a divination spell?
Sure. Oh, it's because we kept him alive.
Yep.
This is like old school cut.
We did it. We saved someone's life.
This isn't art.
This is a good day. Very happy.
With four successes, you can ask four questions about this as visions come to you staring into your pocket watch.
Remind me, these are like yes or no questions, right?
So they were back when you were a lower level time mage, but now they are just questions as you watch an entire story play out and then return back to this point.
Well, so does the curse of Corey Giles still exist?
What?
The curse of, what's the guy's name again? It's Corey Giles, right? Corey Giles?
Corey.
Yes, Giles Corey.
Giles, yeah.
So he's live here in the room with you.
So does this curse still exist?
He doesn't have a curse.
I mean, like, sorry. I guess I went too deep in the Wikipedia. There was this thing with the police force in Salem saying that anyone who was a police chief there was under his curse because like bad things happened. Huh,
yeah. Boston doesn't exist in timeline.
I got a little off track.
Police department, don't worry, they don't exist either. There are no police in the new world.
Okay, all right, fair enough. What do I ask? I don't even know. So
I did.
I'm going to feel the room. What do you guys want to know?
Parallax says, in time trance, there's stars like appearing throughout the room.
Do the witch trials stop? Like, do people's attitudes towards witches are still as foul as they are now?
The events that you have set in motion will create a great war between witches and other supernatural creatures and the mortals. The witch trials will continue and spread.
In this great war, who will win?
No one will win in the great war. Eventually, other factions will prevail. You see a great black bird and a large lion looming over this timeline as warlords.
Who are those two creatures?
One of them, you sense, is May, is the Nemean, is the lion. But the other one, you don't think you've met them before, and you return to the room exhausted.
Alrighty then.
I wanted to have an interrogation of this Reverend Samuel Parris. Reverend Parris, why do you have access to abyssal magic?
What?
Now,
you come into my home after desecrating my body when my allies, and I am allies with God, come to seek vengeance for my death. They will burn you all from the face of this world. He's that kind of guy.
Yeah, but we thought he was taken over by Ethel ghosts.
Yeah.
So never mind. He doesn't say any of that. Rewind.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's not an abyssal possession. It's a ghostly possession.
I'm saying the ghost, yeah.
All right, never mind. Paris has been asked a question.
I want to see with this, we can have Bernie.
Okay, you have to re-ask the question, though, because I wasn't mentally preparing to answer it as definitely, for sure, really Reverend Paris.
And also a pack of ghosts inside.
Yeah, who's not just a bunch of ghosts in a trench coat.
Yes, this ghost in a trench coat is what I was like. Samuel Paris, tell us, you gave me the answer that I wanted. Samuel Paris, why do you truck with these abyssal forces? What do you have? Why are you an abyssal mage?
Why am I an abyssal baby?
Mage. Magic user?
Oh, wizard. Mage. Sorry, I heard the wrong word. I, Reverend Paris, the true Reverend Paris, am actually secretly working for Satan. You didn't see that. And he has demons and they give me lots of power.
Satan?
Yes, that's true. I, Reverend Paris, would know that.
You are Satan worker.
No, wait, that's very wrong. I mean, we're putting down the demons from Satan because I'm a very good Christian. That is a thing that is true about me, Reverend Parrish.
I just want to note that I really am enjoying Trevor's existential crisis face as you two are having this conversation.
Wait a minute. So what is it? Do you work with Satan or do you not? Because there is
I work to protect my congregation from Satan. And by doing that, I have to keep his beasts at bay.
But
that's a real good answer that I, Reverend Paris, just answered you.
I think that's that seems like mad logic.
Gonna like slide out of right next to Reverend Paris and be like, that was really good, right? Like, you had no idea that was actually me and not him.
What? I did not! I had no idea.
Right? The whole time you were like, man, that's definitely him. It's exactly how he talks.
I think that a group of ghosts inside of Samuel Paris informs you in old English that is not how he doth talk. He talketh terrible.
Oh yeah, he's also just like full of ghosts right now. They're pretty cool.
I'm just cracking up.
It's very funny.
And Ethel will introduce you to all the ghosts. Sorry, I just cut over you.
No. That's, oh, very good. I can get no answers from your ghosts, but they're controlling. That's a good thing.
Yeah. So for a day, I can make him walk around and like say what I want, and you know. Command the people of we can make him command the people of Salem.
Yeah.
Huh? Maybe we can fix it. He can go and tell them some speech as long as we do it before like everyone goes to bed.
And there are riots outside right now.
Also, doesn't he have like a ghost voice when he does his thing?
You were so convinced. It sounded just like him. Ready, do it again, girls. It's me, Samuel Paris. Exactly.
I'm convinced.
Well, someone might.
But I'm not from this town, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Ethel's standing with like one hand on her hip and one like elbow on her shovel and like leaning into it, like she thinks she is hot stuff right now. She has the perfect solution to all our problems, whatever they actually are.
We can try that. But also, I did see when I was asleep, I don't know if you, whoever was attacked with the sleep magic, I saw a vision of a woman named Mary. That's all I got. That she was being tortured in a cabin somewhere around here. It looked like a farm.
Yeah. Mary Paris in the basement of Witch Hollow Farm with abyssal torture.
Yeah.
That is the clue answer. Yeah, that woman was the same woman with all the eyeballs who made us asleep and shattered. Yeah, she's definitely connected to all of the bad stuff, generally. But she warned us about two rites happening that we have to stop. I mean, I don't know if she's a good person, but it seemed very urgent. Hannah's good with survival. Well, I don't know if Hannah's good with survival. Would they know that Witch Hollow Farm is north of where we are?
You would know that Witch Hollow Farm is north of where you are, but you would also instinctively feel like it's even farther to the north and west that the Lernian was referring to. North. They are the polar ends of the snake.
North ends. That is a place on all of the maps that still has a question mark.
I just noticed that you have already put details from this session on this map, including that Samuel Paris is dead.
Taking notes.
Real bad time. So, Mary Paris, the Lernian, who is a construct made of time, magic, and more, it actually might be fair to split this into two bubbles. One of them is the Mary Paris, whose mage name is the Lernian, who is trapped underneath Witch Hollow Farm down in the tunnels and later becomes dead. And then there's the spirit creature thing that showed you a timeline, and that is the bad spirit down in the tunnels. So in some ways, she has become two entities.
Cool.
The locations. So this is Salem Center. You're right around here. Witch Hollow Farm is here. The ritual is here and here.
Oh no. That's where we went into the snake.
That is where you went into the snake. Maison de Lyon is where the head of the snake is. And the other one, as we can see from the map, has never been visited in this game. Neither has the Ward Summer Cabin. And man, I really want to go there someday.
These aren't short journeys, though, unless we take the time ship shortcut. Those are a long time walking.
So I have some suggestions we could attempt. I do like Ethel's, and I look over at Ethel, still really happy with herself. Ethel's plan to try and have the Reverend here make a speech, maybe in an hour or two, to tell people to stop being mean to witches and leave it at that. And we did it. We did the thing. We killed the witches, and we got them all out of here. They're all bad. They're all gone. I did it. You know, I'm amazing. Have him believe that, and then we have take him with us, so that when he gains consciousness, he doesn't go back to his old bad ways. We have to kidnap him or kill him.
Mona, apparently kill him. You already filled his body with ghosts.
But killing him is bad, apparently.
Kidnapping him is also bad, you should know.
For the timeline?
No, the timeline's already been completely ruined, but the kidnapping is bad for your soul.
Trilek shared the consequences of keeping Corey alive. Is he like wrestling with it in a corner quietly?
Sure. Yeah, I'm gonna be like, yeah, this is happening.
Mm. Well, all right.
Oh.
Well, we've changed it, so I guess that's happy.
And we undo. And
then I guess there's no.
Yeah, you would know that this event lives in infamy. The execution of Giles Corey will be remembered for all time in the current timeline that is being unfurled.
So here's the last of my suggestions. I would like to go visit my people and take the time ship. I would like to talk to them a little bit. And then if we could, can you mages use your magic to see if helping this Mary is a good or bad thing? Because if it's a bad thing, then we shouldn't do it. If it's a good thing, then we should go do it.
All right, yeah, I guess I'll take a peek.
Could you also see if we re-let Corey die today, will it fix the timeline?
You should know that if you ask more questions about Giles Corey, it will automatically create paradox, and with your gnosis, you'll have to spend quite a bit of mana to negate it.
Alright.
I can cast Exceptional Luck for you to help.
That'll give 8 agains on this roll.
I got 5 successes.
That's an exceptional success. You gain back a willpower. Are you using your pocket watch to cast this spell?
I wasn't even thinking about my yantras and stuff.
You can add at least one yantra.
Yeah, I'll use my pocket watch. Definitely.
It adds a plus 5 bonus to this roll. It also reduces the paradox by 2, which means that there are still 2 die of paradox. Would you like to spend 2 mana to make it a chance die?
How much mana do I have left? Oh, I got a bunch. Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. Paradox does not occur. Ask your questions. 5.
All right. So if we were to let Corey die now, would that negate that alternative timeline I just saw?
It's like many little streams. And while you did divert the main river in this location, it'll still have some repercussions just that you've been here. But if they find the corpse of Giles Corey, then they won't necessarily create this global witch hunt.
Oh,
you partially restore the timeline.
Mm. Replacement body.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask. If we placed a fake body that looked like him, would that succeed?
Yes, that could work, except if Giles Corey is alive in this timeline, he will continue to return to this location and attempt to assert his control over his family's ancestral land.
Hunts the Storm, you said there was a question, I think you said?
Oh, is helping Mary a good or bad thing?
Okay, is helping her a good thing?
Good and bad are subjective. That's your third question.
Okay. That's like, is it good for the timeline, or does it make the negative timeline? What are the consequences of helping?
The consequences to the timeline are varied. It is a very critical point in time, just like the death of Giles Corey is. So it has many splitting options.
Didn't we already destroy a timeline?
Yeah, totally.
Not to ask the most ethical question, but then why are we so worried about this one?
Well, if we fracture this one, we could go even further back, or just the timeline would just cease to exist and we would, you know, so would we.
Well, as long as you've been on the time ship, you won't cease to exist. You've already deleted at least Hannah's family from reality and Hannah's still around.
Fair point. Well, it's just not good. It's bad. But
you're trying to prevent the timeline we're building now from being ultimate war super bad. What if we give Corey amnesia and then he does not remember his ancestral lands?
Beyond Rex's abilities.
So if we were to let this war play out, would we be able to restore our timeline in the very general sense?
No.
Not even a little bit?
Not even a little bit. The only way for you to get even something close to the version of the future that you left would be to ensure that Giles Corey is dead, or that they find his body at least, and that he never gets back here. Those are the two conditions. They find a body, and he never returns.
Want to throw him into the Fae?
That feels mean.
You did it to a frog? No, wait. You did it yourself.
What if he just comes and lives with us on the ship? He can hang out with Byron. Byron would love that. We can take Paris. We can take Giles. Byron can have besties.
God.
I don't know. This is a good friend to keep around, Ethel. Like, doesn't deserve death, but not necessarily.
Listen, with Parallax's time magic and our ship, we could drop him off in any dimension. Another dimension.
You could drop off in timeline and then delete that timeline.
I was thinking causing some harm to his hippocampus, and that feels a lot less bad than destroying him in the timeline.
What would that do?
Memories.
Oh.
Forming memories, keeping them, having them. He could live a very happy life with very little memory of stuff going on. It's like 50 First Dates?
And Second Tom.
who is not Hannah feels like that's a wisdom sin to be a part of.
I don't know. I like Ethel's idea. Like, why are we trying so hard to save this timeline? Good point, Ethel.
I mean, what we do know that one of the consequences of keeping him alive is, like, a massive war between all beings. Like, unless we are going to go back farther and just undo everything we're doing here, which means why are we doing any of it?
Can we hand him over to, like, the wizard police and just give them, like, some of our memories to show his crimes, his future crimes?
The wizard police are currently possessed by ghosts in your room, and you've been torturing them and their enemy.
There's just one wizard police?
There are very few wizards, and there are very few people in the past.
What? How about,
Oh, yeah, he is, like, one of the very first the White Putnams.
Yeah, he's a White Putnam. The White Putnams are a Mysterium and Guardians of the Veil order at this point, and they're essentially the wizard police in charge of making sure that wizard things are going good.
Right, but like, taking out, like, the police aspect, we can still hand them over to wizards with authority who are helping shape the world.
Oh, all right. You do know of some other wizards besides for Samuel Paris. There are the ones who are torturing a woman in a basement, and there are the First Nation peoples, like Twinsel. That's a wizard authority. Not a member of any of the orders, as far as you know.
And they have access to the spirit world, and maybe they can help rehabilitate him through... Oh, man, I bet he's super racist. It could go really bad, though. He could live a long and happy life as a puppy.
I say we just let this hope that we commit to saving him and then let this whole war play out. See what happens.
That sounds like so much death and destruction. For everyone, I can't see that ending well for anyone.
I feel like the mages are going to come up on top.
The seed of the dark timeline. Like, everyone at war. Like, that's so bad.
Perhaps we need a war.
I like the puppy idea. And I, Samuel Paris, also like puppies.
And Ethel, you do think that you could create a fake body. It'd just be a minus 10 penalty to make it indefinite.
Could Ethel and I work together to create a fake body?
Mm-hmm.
And it would only have to last long enough, basically, for them to bury it, right?
Or burn it or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, are they hanging bodies up right now? They have heads on spikes, so maybe we do want to just keep it for like a month or a week.
Gather our experience to give Parallax wisdom.
Okay. I remember that.
Could we do the same for this guy? To, like, make him wiser so he won't make the same choices?
That was the most noble answer of this, like, 20 minutes of answers we've given.
I think I could, like, connect him to a spirit. Is that something I can do?
Yeah, sure.
So, like, he becomes connected to the spirit of charity or adventure or something, so he goes off and...
Actually, I do have a spell. It's called Impart Holy Mission, and I give someone one of my obsessions, and I could do that for his whole life, and so he decides to dedicate his life to something good. Could I do that?
You absolutely could do that. It will be at a minus 10 penalty to make it last forever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does it have to be one of your current obsessions?
It is supposed to be one of your obsessions, but you can overreach, which means take a chance with paradox, if you would like to make it any obsession.
Yeah, because my current obsessions are finding out how things work, fix the paradox timeline, and speak with god angels. And I don't think those are good for him.
If we do it as some sort of, like, take time to do, like, a whole ritual thing, is that one of those reduced dice things?
Actually, you're right. That would actually make it so that there isn't a paradox risk. It would still have a minus 10 penalty, though.
Leandra, it up.
Is there still a way for us to all link together to give Mona more dice that way?
Not really, no.
Not without the time chip?
Correct.
I can boost your luck with exceptional luck.
Is this what we're doing?
I like this idea. So what if we do that? And then Parallax, do you have a connection to someplace that's really far away from here and we can portal him through?
As you are having that conversation, the door bursts down and Sunjata is standing there holding two bloody swords and looking frantic.
You forgot about Sunjata.
Hey, Sunjata. Come in, shut the door.
No, he runs. He runs off in a direction.
Oh. Okay.
You see a Scooby-Doo style gang just run after him.
I think what Hannah wants to do, because they can't do anything except finger guns, good luck, is finger guns, good luck, and Mona with exceptional luck, and then is going to go help Sunjata. Great, because you don't need Hannah for anything else.
Do what you gotta do.
So if you're casting it as a ritual, it's going to take a bunch of time to do this spell. You would alternately just spend mana to reduce the paradox. It's only a 1 in 10 chance that paradox occurs.
I would like to go with Hannah as well.
Yeah, really, the whole party should go, and you shouldn't do this as a ritual, because if you cast this as a ritual, it's going to take quite a bit of time to cast, and it'll essentially be the same thing. What's your gnosis?
My gnosis is 6.
6. It's going to take 30 minutes, which isn't that much time, but it's going to take 30 minutes to cast this spell. If you want to do that, 30 minutes of stuff will happen.
I do have some experience, and maybe this is the time to use it.
What do you want to spend it on?
I have 4 experience and 1 arcane experience.
Okay. What do you want to do with it? Increase your gnosis?
Yeah, if that's enough.
It'll make the ritual only last 10 minutes.
Yes.
Okay, your gnosis increases to 7, and you come closer to becoming an ascended mage. So yeah, Mona just locks in as you're assigning Guile's Quarry this new obsession. The two of you run out into the street, Parallax and Ethel.
Yeah, I guess we're going to have to deal with the immediate thing of Sinjata, and I'll join the others.
What about Reverend Paris?
What about Alora?
And Alora, who also is standing there. So wait, back up. We're all running after where Guile's Quarry now is, or following Sunjata?
Seems like following Sunjata and a crowd trying to kill Sunjata.
Okay.
Just to clear things up, Guile's Quarry is in that room with us. His body, he was healed in that room.
So yeah, so he's unconscious. Hannah's
he's unconscious. So I'm just clearing that.
And is it just like random people of Salem who are trying to beat Sunjata up?
I think that at least one of you would be able to tell that not only is it random people, but some of them are the people who are magically empowered by Samuel Paris. So some of them have magic powers.
Oh, can Samuel Paris go outside and tell them to break it up?
Does Samuel Paris want to run into the crowd? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And be like, I, Samuel Paris, would like this to be dispersed. This man is much like the stone man, also fine. And we should not bother him anymore. Go home.
The people don't know what's happening, and many of them stop to look at this and listen to him. And before they can tell that anything's wrong, they've stopped and listened for a little bit too much time, and it looks like Sunjata is getting away, running in a direction. He stops, and he looks back at the rest of you standing in the street on the other side of the crowd of people.
I think Hannah's gonna try and get through the crowd, like in a sneaky way. And get over there and like what's going on.
He points to Witch Hollow Farm, the direction that he's running. He's gonna start moving in that direction again.
Oh, Mary. I get it. Rex, in my brain, it sounds like there's some urgency to get to Witch Hollow. Can you guys handle Corey's body? How quickly can you make a body, Ethel?
Ethel can make a body. It's just at a minus 10 roll.
Oh.
Because she wants it to last forever. Or if she wants to last for a day, at a minus 4 penalty.
What if I want to last for like a week?
Minus 6 penalty.
Do we feel like a week is long enough for them to like bury it and stuff?
Parallax, did you run out into the street?
I did. Yeah.
Okay, so you're the only one who could answer that question as to whether a week is long enough, because you could use divination magic on it. But are you following over to Sinjata?
I am.
All right, you and Hunts get there successfully with your stealth and magic. The party is now in two groups. It's the Mona, Ethel, unconscious Corey Giles party, and the Parallax, Allura, Hannah, Sinjata, Hunts the Storm party.
Except we totally forgot to, or haven't yet, like, portaled Corey out of there, right?
Yeah, yeah, he's still back in the house.
Oops.
Yeah, you ran a little helter-skelter there, party.
Mm-hmm. Helter-skelter.
Around at random, as if chaos. Mona, you've instilled a new obsession into this guy if you roll success on your prime gnosis minus 10. And what is that new obsession?
Well, I want to choose something that would benefit the world. Like, give him a good obsession that would help a lot of people.
Okay.
Let me do my roll.
And Ethel, are you making a body?
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to draw an outline of a body on the ground with my shovel as a yantra. Can I do that for an extra one?
Yep, absolutely. In fact, extra two.
Sweet. 15. And then minus 6.
And then minus 6. Make it last a week.
Have one dice to roll with.
You can spend a willpower.
I have zero willpower.
Wait, you have zero willpower left?
Yeah.
You're at a minus 2 penalty to everything.
Oh, I just, like, never know how to get it back, so I never did.
You have to sleep.
What?
Yeah, you get one willpower back when you sleep. So yeah. You're actually at a chance die on this roll. You can't do it. You can't really do this. It's dangerous for you to try.
Oh, well. It was a good idea.
I have 4 successes on making a body.
4 successes? There is now a body. And you don't know. You feel like the spell didn't work, Mona.
Yeah.
Could still portal him.
Who, me?
Parallax. Although I don't know, like, what the connections to other places are once the timeline's been changed.
That's the thing. I don't really have connections around here. Also, am I the only one in this cabal that has space magic?
You've been to a place that has dead whales, but that's probably not a safe place to portal someone.
I mean, I guess I could portal them blindly, but that could be really bad.
Sinjata is running towards the cabin.
You could change your past so that you've traveled someplace in your past, and then you have that change on your person, and then you have a new connection. That would work, right? That would connect the dots.
I mean, I guess. Alter my timeline, but that the thing is, though,
do you want to roll an intelligence occult check?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel like this would be a good idea to do that, but we'll find out. Yeah, I got 2 successes.
You think that it would work, but you also think that it would increase the risk of paradox.
I'm under the idea that I could just try to create. No, that's not going to work.
Are you two having this conversation frozen in the streets or running?
I mean, I guess running.
Hunts the Storm also running? Allura also running?
Yeah. I'll go run.
All right, so you've run 10 minutes outside. You've reached the edge of Salem at this point. Salem proper.
Maybe we could at least portal his body to us or to someplace else, so that it's not going to be found in that house.
You should also probably portal your friends to you.
Yeah.
All right, Taylor, how far have we run from Mona and Ethel at this point?
10 minutes.
All right. Well, I guess I'll portal back to those two.
All right. It's a space gnosis -6, and it's also going to cost a mana.
-6. Dang.
Yep. Right. You only visited that house briefly.
I mean, can I sort of, instead of being, because Mona and Ethel are there, I was hoping I could make that.
Yeah, match. You know what? I'm going to say -2.
Okay.
From Mona. You've been very close to Mona. It's true.
Oh, one success.
Parallax appears inside the building, just as you finish your ritual. There's now another dead body. There are two bodies of Giles Corey in this room. One of them's dead. One of them's alive.
You can't tell which is which.
So which one's the fake one?
Yeah.
We're going to give the fake one to the townspeople to make it look like he's dead. Right?
Ethel's got the fake one if you want to tell them which one it is, Ethel.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll tell them which one it is. I will also offer to make a fake dead version of any of you if you would like. It was easier than I thought.
I definitely might take you up on that, but not now. Yeah, so I think that mob distracted chasing Sinjata. We should maybe put him back underneath that crushing machine.
It was a plank with rocks.
Okay, the plank with rocks. Yeah. Yeah, so that's a good idea. Or do you think someone would have noticed that he was gone for a bit and then he was back and then
you know, a person and a werewolf went and grabbed a body, so they might have noticed that we took
they saw that.
Make the body look crushed, though. You're going to have to crush the body a little bit and then leave it someplace.
Crush him up.
Is there any, stones or something nearby?
There's a bunch where the body was.
Can we just go before the crushing happened and try that again? It's just so messy. The whole town saw magic happen. That's not supposed to happen. That's very bad, everyone. Very, very bad.
But didn't they already think magic was happening? So it's just like the norm? Right. Just the norm.
Yeah. I mean, these are superstitious pilgrims in a world where actual magic exists. Like, vulgar magic exists. Ethel, should you create another body that's crushed and stuff?
Yeah, Ethel can crush a body with death magic, easy.
Oh.
I need the body, you crush it. We do everything around here.
Well, my character.
Yeah, Hunts the Storm isn't really here. Neither is Hannah. You are getting really close to Witch Hollow Farm because you're running at supernatural speeds. I think that Parallax, did you leave Allura or take Allura?
Allura would follow Parallax.
Yeah, but Parallax left using magic.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
I took her with me.
Okay. Yeah, Allura is now with Ethel and Mona then.
Oh, so me and Mona actually have to decide what happens to the body?
And Parallax.
Oh, good, he's there.
Parallax came back to tell you what to do about the body.
Yeah, once the body's crushed to make it look like it was there, I guess we could make it look like he made it a bit away from the thing and then maybe succumbed to his injuries or just died. Because a lot of people saw him leave. Everyone knows what he looks like. So if you just throw his body in the street, I guess they'll assume that he's gone.
And how are we crushing him?
You are.
I made him.
Yeah, but you're going to have to be a little bit, show some details. Squish those ribs and stuff.
I can help with that. I have forces 4.
Yeah, you can really bludgeon that body if you would like to, Mona. Whoever's doing it will have to roll a wits subterfuge check to make it look convincing.
Yeah, I'll do that one. Why don't I just do it now?
Yeah, okay.
It's
happening.
This is surprisingly not a wisdom sin.
It's just 3, so let's see. Okay, I got a success. I got a 9.
You really smashed the body. It is unable to be determined what sort of blows crushed it. It could have been the rocks, except it's maybe a little excessive, you think.
There you go.
You're going to just throw him out into the street? Is that the plan here?
We're going to throw him onto the slab I'll put some, I'll use my forces to make the rocks lighter and I'll just...
Oh, so you're going back to the center of town is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if that's the best idea.
I'm going to make both of us invisible.
See, yeah, you can do that. I thought a bunch of people saw, you know, Hunts the Storm and Hannah take him from that little thing and then peace out.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It would be
so I'm open to ideas, but the one I'm looking at right now is we tour just ditch him in the middle of the street somewhere and
okay. I'll do that.
Hope for the best.
Yeah. So I'll before leaving the house, I'll make myself and him invisible and then I'll cast like a forces to make him not too heavy, and then I'll drag him to one of the streets that seems empty at the moment, and then I'll just plop him on the ground, and then he's not invisible anymore. Check around, no one's looking, and then I invisibly walk back to the house.
All right. Ethel, Parallax, and Allura, it's going to take some time for Mona to do this. You got about 5 minutes of time. What are you doing in that 5 minutes?
I look to Allura, and I'm just like, I never thought I would find myself in this predicament. This is making bodies, hiding them. Just, yeah.
You say awkward silence for 5 minutes?
Allura gives you like a side eye as if to say like she cannot believe that this is the low for you. Like this.
I mean,
this is what we're considering rock bottom.
No, I wouldn't say this is rock bottom, but yeah, no, it's just after all the things. Just surprised is all. I'm actually, I guess since we're waiting, I'm gonna, because I can, I guess I'll try another divination. Actually, I can't, because if it's asking about him, it might cause...
Yeah, it will be more paradoxes, yeah, true.
No, never mind.
What are we going to do with Samuel Paris?
And the real Corey.
Oh. Yeah.
We still have him that we have to deal with.
I'm not sure where Samuel Paris is at the moment.
Isn't he still at the house? Or I guess he went out.
Went onto the street. And those people have somewhat dismissed. They know something weird was happening with him, but then you just like you let it happen. Whatever happened out there happened, it's fine.
I mean, you could just have him walk back to the house and stuff. Which is
I assume he would go back home.
I mean, you control him.
Yeah, that's true. You can bring him back home.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Well, technically, you were controlling the ghosts, and you don't see those ghosts right now.
So they're making their own choices.
They're making their own choices, in theory.
Yeah.
Mona returns. She's disposed of the body.
Right before Mona gets back, can I make a terrible choice real fast?
Oh, yeah. Anytime.
Okay, cool. Right before Mona gets back, like, really excited at how well the other one worked. I'm just going to make another Giles Corey.
Yeah, that happens. All right.
So when she comes back, it's just like two Giles Corey again.
We're going to cut from there to Witch Hollow Farm, where as you round the corner and you see, before you even see it, though, Hunt the Storm, there's something wrong on the wind. The scent, it smells like other werewolves, but wrong.
Oh, no. Have I smelled this before? In my time?
It smells familiar, but also a little bit different. And as you come around, the smell is coming from all around you, and you see in the woods and all around the grounds of Witch Hollow Farm, there is a pack of, it's actually quite a lot of werewolves. It's like over 20 werewolves. You'd recognize them as your brothers, the Wendigo, except they've all been corrupted. They are now mindless horrors, which you do recognize from the alternate timeline. This is what happens to all the werewolves there.
Mm.
And that's where we're going to end our session.
The fools!
Yeah.
Girl lived up to the name today.
So wild. Goddamn.
Let's just run through it. Showed up in town. Stole a dead body after punching a bunch of people. You didn't cut a guy in half, but you thought about it. You filled him with ghosts. You ran back to his house. Made another dead body. And then you dragged the dead body out into a random alleyway. Then made another dead body. Sounds like success to me. Ethel's been having a great day.
What are we going to do with the extra body now?
Ethel's killing it. I love everything Ethel's doing.
Killing it is exactly what I think. Like, thank you, Ish. I'm sorry about the second body. It was just too funny.
You can just disintegrate it. It's fine.
Right, yeah. I'll just get rid of it later. It's okay.
You can just make four more, leave them out the living room in different poses.
Make them a rainbow. That's my thing.
I have one last suggestion. We could take I don't know. We could take him with us until you get some willpower back and then try.
Yeah. Yeah, let me take a nap and then I'm gonna try that one again.
Yeah.
I think so that
we're
was
still
a great
playing
idea.
D&D. You know. You gotta take a nap, get your powers back.
But just gonna kidnap this guy until I'm a little bit less tired, excuse me.
Yeah. Perfectly reasonable.
All right. Well, first of all, everyone gets a beat for playing. Everybody gets a beat for being in a supernatural conflict. Everyone gets a beat for resolving a supernatural conflict. And everybody gets a beat for encountering a mystery. So that's at least four beats.
Sure.
Prevented the death of Corey.
That's a beat.
And I'm still hungry. Oh, technically, I also prevented the death of Innocence.
Is Corey the Innocence in this story?
Yep.
You know what? No, I don't think that you'd get it for Corey, but you do get it for convincing people to do the dead body plan and avert the war. So you do get a beat for that.
So Hannah's really close to putting that crystal back in their body. Now that they're at Wisdom 3, they're like, yeah, no, that life 6 is a good choice.
Let's run through these,
remember that it's
these aspirations. Connect back with the Dawnland peoples.
Not yet.
Nope. Okay. Convince new strangers to become allies.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I want to change that aspiration too, because you are now with them.
All right, so let's change that. Okay,
resolve.
That's a resolve. Like run around. Fair enough. So that one's off. Defeat the forces of the abyss. I don't know.
Sounds like that'll apply to the next session.
Fair enough. Here's the last one. Rescue innocent from false persecution.
Yeah, I'll say yeah. This false persecution, yeah.
All right. So that one's done.
It's just he's not really innocent. I'll take it, though. There are no true innocents. He's innocent of witchcraft.
Yeah. All right. I got to get two new passwords.
Parallax.
But now there's corrupted Wendigo.
Oh, yeah. A Wendigo, yeah.
This is dangerous, Hannah.
Oh, Hannah knows. Hannah's acutely aware.
Is it just us two?
Has a really good feeling about these Wendigos.
And Sinjata.
Woof. Boy, tell you. What, 20 Wendigos? Yikes.
Over 20 Wendigos.
Over 30.
And all right. Hunger against them. That'd be great.
We gotta do something crazy to rescue the Lanarian.
And Ethel, I don't know if you did any of your aspirations, but I'd also like to give you an additional beat for great role playing.
Yeah. One of my obsessions is bringing people back from the dead. Are we purging? Are you purging?
I'm going to say, yeah, take a beat for that. You're playing around with bringing people filled with ghosts or whatever. You're still learning. Come on.
Okay. Man. Is it a wisdom sin to make a zombie?
No.
Really?
Actually, it definitely depends. There can be situations where making a zombie is a wisdom sin.
I mean, the Deathels are zombies, right?
The Deathels are zombies. Creating the Deathels was not a wisdom sin.
What? We could... Wait. We could just turn Giles Corey into a zombie. Oh, we didn't kill him. Never mind.
Can you skip the killing part and just go from alive to zombie?
I can do that.
That's right. New aspiration. As always, it's wonderful playing with you all. And I'm real interested to see what happens next.
Oh boy.
A lot of fun.
Bye. Thanks for the patronage.